SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson and Mike Prada with you here, and our pleasure to shift some gears here, talk some Maryland basketball as we're getting closer to the start of real games happening. And joining us right now, the co-editor of Testudo Times, he is Dave Tucker with us here on SB Nation Radio. How are you doing today, Dave?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing real well. Let's start with this. Mike, being a Maryland homer that he is, is very upset that the Terps did not get any love in the top 25 from AP voters. Nothing. Nada. He's wondering why they're not getting any national attention, and how do you feel about this team in the big picture in the ACC this year? I mean, is this a team that's going to flirt with the top half of the league? Or are they going to be a middle-of-the-road team, or are they going to be a team that's going to be towards the bottom?
Well, I definitely think they're going to be towards the top of the league, and the not getting love in the top 25 is, I think, something that Maryland fans and Gary Williams specifically is extremely used to. And to his credit, I think he uses things like this as motivation and ways to get his team to prove themselves. I was extremely disappointed they weren't getting any love in the first poll that came out as well, but at the same time, it's not something that surprises me. And if you go back to last season, Maryland was co-ACC champions, and the preseason poll predicted them to finish fifth in the league, and they ended up, you know, being co-champions, but Duke ended up winning the national title. So I think people constantly overlook Maryland, and this year I think they're doing that because Maryland lost over half of their scoring total from last year with Vasquez, Hayes, and Milbourne all departing. But they certainly have capable people to step up and fill that void. They have Mosley, Tucker, Gregory, Bowie, and, of course, Jordan Williams, who many people think the offense is going to run through this season.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams, the winner of the SB Nation DC Next Big College Basketball Star. I think you guys had a lot to do with that. But can he take that next step? I mean, he was a good player last year, of course, but he was also kind of not a top option on offense. Can he take that next step this year?
I think he can take that next step. And I think one thing that's going to help him a lot is he's shed about 20 pounds, and most people say that's 20 pounds of fat that he shed, and he's also put on a lot of muscle. If you get to see him in any of the upcoming games, you'll see he looks a lot better than he did last season. Last season he kind of had a little bit of maybe freshman baby fat on him, so to speak, but he looks chiseled right now, and I think that's really going to help him with his inside game, especially being able to battle for rebounds and to get extra points off of missed shots by some of the guards.
We're here with Dave Tucker, the co-editor of Testudo Times, with us here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada with you. You look at this team, and you know you lose Vasquez, and that's obviously what everybody's going to point at first. And yeah, Jordan Williams, you know, has a chance to be that next great guy, but clearly as a big man, he can't do it all by himself. Somebody needs to get in the ball. Who do you see kind of being the floor general, the guy out on the perimeter that kind of takes control of these games and, you know, make sure they're playing the right tempo and doing the right things and, you know, feeding the big fellow in the post?
I think that's definitely something to start out. You're going to see probably Adrian Bowie in that role initially. Like you said, that is definitely one of the things that was an advantage for Jordan Williams. And sometimes I think it's something that some people overlooked with Vasquez. Vasquez has an amazing ability to see the entire court, especially in transition. And he does such a great job of getting the ball to the right person to finish a shot. And that's definitely something that benefited Jordan a lot last season. And having someone in that role that's going to be able to get him the ball like that is definitely something that Maryland's going to need to work on. And I think you're going to see Bowie in that role initially running the point. Mosley might be doing some of it. Tucker might be doing some of it too. And then you have a couple freshmen this season that I think one of them could be starting by the end of the season, but Gary has a tendency to go with his more veteran players to start off. But Terrell Stoglin has done a great job in the exhibition and scrimmage so far this season, and a lot of people think him is possibly taking over the point guard responsibilities as the season wears on. And Bowie will also probably continue to do that. But Deshaun Howard is the other freshman guard, who a lot of people think could probably be one of the best of this freshman class. But as I said, you know, they're going to have to get work into the offense and learn all the nuances and the tendencies for all the veteran players. So that's why I think you're going to see Bowie in that role initially.
Dave, I'll tell you who I'm excited about, and you've mentioned him a couple times, but I think this is going to be a real breakout year for Cliff Tucker. You know, he got buried last year. You know, I don't know how well he picked up the offense, and there are so many good guards, but what does he have to do to take that next step and really fulfill what I think is all the potential he has?
I think you're absolutely right. I think Cliff Tucker has a lot of potential, and some of the coaches have been talking about his work ethic this summer. He's been really pushing very hard to get better, and I think a couple times last season he kind of got down on himself a little bit, and everyone sees flashes of brilliance with Tucker and, you know, why he was recruited out of Texas to come to Maryland, and I think you've seen that in a game against North Carolina last season and the season before, where he had something like 18 or 20 points coming off the bench. He had that clutch shot against Georgia Tech last season, the three-pointer that propelled them to that win. So, I mean, Tucker definitely has the potential, and I think now that, you know, he's not behind Vasquez and Hayes in front of him, he knows he has to step up along with Mosley, and I think he's going to do that this season. I think you can expect him to probably average double-digit points scoring this season, somewhere between 10 and 12 points, I would say.
Well, Maryland obviously getting going Monday in the Coaches versus Cancer, taking on Seattle. It seems to be an annual event, Dave, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. There's a game early that, you know, Maryland gets knocked off and everybody freaks out, the fan base, like last year, of course, losing the game early to William & Mary. It got everybody all fired up and freaked out, but then the team goes on to be co-champions in the regular season, the ACC. Is there a game that you've looked at in either November or December you said, oh, boy, this could be that kind of game?
I'm not sure if there's a kind of game like that you mentioned. Maryland's early schedule, though, is definitely difficult. There's definitely some games on there where this team is going to be tested, and I think it's going to tell you a lot about what we can expect from this team this season and their ability to come together quite fast. This season, Maryland is only playing one exhibition game before starting the regular season. They normally play two. I'm not particularly worried about this upcoming game Monday against Seattle. I think that'll be fine, but Maryland then has to go up to Madison Square Garden and take on a Pitt team that's ranked in the top five. And that's a very, very good basketball team, and that's going to be a huge test for this team this season. If they somehow get by Pitt, then Maryland will either face, I believe, Texas or Illinois. And Illinois is another, you know, top 20 team that Maryland's going to see. And those are both going to be good tests and indications for where this team is. If they do well or beat either of those teams, I think, you know, we don't really have that much to worry about. But other than that, I don't think there's going to be a surprise team that can sneak up on Maryland like it's happened in the past. Morgan State happened 2 years ago, and as you mentioned, what happened last year. But I think, you know, a lot of these players on there have kind of learned from that experience that they can't take anything for granted. And I think, you know, Gary will do everything in his power to make sure that they take all these teams seriously.
Well, it should be exciting getting it started. Well, Dave Tucker, Testudo Times co-editor, thank you for joining us here on SB Nation Radio, and we'll do it again sometime. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
All right, there is Dave Tucker with us. Got to thank Dave, thank Ken Marangola, also Grant Paulson for joining us, and, of course, all the John Wall talk. Appreciate it. We'll do it again next week, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, SB Nation Radio, thanks for being with us. Thanks to Othello for all the work behind the scenes. We'll do it again next week right here on 106.7 The Fan.